My granddad owned a lot of land up there. Of course, he'd never say nothing about it, you know. And he'd go up there and had apples up there and had cattle and hogs up there on the side of that mountain. I'd raise better apples back on the mountains, better apples than grow there in the valley. And fellas lived on his land up there and was making liquor. Of course, my granddad did nothing about it. He didn't know who was making it, but fellas that lived on his land was making part of it. I learned later because I bought whiskey from him later. And you could see where the old furnaces had been, you know. Mm-hmm.
Did they ever have a place, back around World War I, where you'd go up and you'd put your money down and you'd never see anybody? They put the...
Oh, yeah, people at work at.
Did they have a name for a thing like that?
No, I don't know if there's any name for it. Now, I had an old uncle that drunk up all this land down through here, through Cascades, uh-huh. And there's a fellow right back of that mountain over there made liquor. Uh-huh. And this old man lived with my old uncle. He had a whole lot of land. He didn't have any children, you know. And the way it was made, it was made to him and his wife. And then at their death, it went back to the Crossman generation. He could sell it and make quick claim titles for it, you know, as long as he lived. Uh-huh. And all this Cascades down through here where you come up through,
sure.
You know, he drunk that all up. And this farm of A.J. King's right above it, plumb on up till you get up here to this road that turns off, and a lot of that turns off over in that way. But he drunk that all up down there.
Uh-huh.
And this old man had taken it over there and put it in a holler tree. And then my uncle had go over there and put the money, he'd put the money in that tree, and he called that old tree Knoxton.
Oh.
And said he'd go down there, and old Uncle Joe that didn't have any whiskey, and said you'd go back an hour or two, and said he had plenty of it. He said, where'd you get this so quick, Uncle Joe? Said, oh, God, he said, I got it at Knoxton. Call that old holler tree Knoxton. And he drunk up a good parcel's land down there.
Is that right?
Didn't have any children, you know. Uh-huh. Just him and his wife, and he's just a drunk. But now he had good whiskey. You see, they made good whiskey. That old man made the best, you know. That was Sperling. He made the best whiskey. And then there's a fella in Bond, he's still living. He's old though now, Luther Husky. He'd make good whiskey. There used to be a bunch of patties over here that would make good whiskey. They call it corn whiskey. And them fellas from Cage Cove used to make good whiskey. Best whiskey ever I drunk come from Cage Cove.
What did it cost for a gallon?
Well, different prices. Used to, way back then, you can get it for $4 or $5 a gallon. I don't know what it is now.
Mm.
It just depends. Some fellas sell it to you cheaper than others.
Mm.
You get a half a gallon, sometimes you get it for $2 or $3.
Mm.
Now then, I don't know.
It's white and it isn't. It has no color.
It's white whiskey.
Mm.
Moonshine, call it.
Yeah.
Is there whiskey? I'd rather have it tell this year bonded whiskey. This bonded whiskey don't taste like whiskey. It tastes like some kind of medicine to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's foreign, make you drunk, or if you don't get drunk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to get drunk. I never was drunk till past going.
Mm-hmm.
But it ain't good. It ain't like our old whiskey. I come through Georgia one time down there. I went in there and I was surprised, you know, I'd never been in a whiskey store.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my son-in-law there, and I said, I want to stop going there. And I noticed they're down through there, you know, they wasn't nobody. You never did see no cars hanging around there, and you see a whiskey store, you know, there never no crowd laying around there. I went in there, I got talking to that man, he was awful nice to me, and he talked to me. And explained it, showed me what kind of whiskey was what. Now I said, I'm used to moonshine. I said, what have you got here that'd be the next thing to moonshine? He said, right here's some whiskey, it's made right here in Georgia.
Uh-huh.
I bought 2 pints.
Uh-huh.
And it was more like our moonshine, you know.
You remember what it was called?
Huh?
You don't remember the name of it?
I don't know. Is that, you know, there's plenty all down through North Carolina, you know, in Georgia, there's whiskey stores every little ways over there. It'll be one on to catch the traffic going down, you know, then on the other side to catch it coming up. You know.
Was it white, the stuff?
It's white whiskey, just it's made in Georgia. The bottle showed that it's made there in Georgia, the distiller in Georgia. Now he says this is the next thing to your moonshine whiskey.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't as high, I don't believe, as that regular bonded colored whiskey.
Uh-huh.